Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Catherine. Well, it's 12 o'clock Sunday, time for another healing session. We're still working out the program here and trying to streamline it a bit. So we have a few things to talk to you about that. First of all, we want to alert you that if you are here and you got the email that you're on board for healing, please put up your hand and we will call on you. We're trying to learn how to use the chat room, but it turned out to be a little more complicated than we thought. So we're going to have to probably save that for next time. But the approach we're going to use from now on, since people don't seem to be, my email box is flooded, but it's not with people saying they will be on this session. So I'm going to try to send out the email alerting you that you will be on board at least 2 days in advance. So I hope people will pick up their emails and come to the session that you're scheduled for. And when you're here, put up your hand. So right now, for this moment, we don't want to see any other hands up except the people who are on board to be healed. So if you could do that for us, that would be great. And then we know that you're here and that you're going to be the ones who are going to be up for the healing today. So here's the new policy. I have decided that we're going to restrict the healing sessions to the people who are actually present. Now, I know some of you who are on the computer from around the world can't telephone us, and that's fine. So we're going to set up the chat room so that you'll be able to do that in the future. So you'll just log in and put your name in and say, I'm here for the healing. And then we will know who's actually present and who isn't. So I'm not getting feedback from the people who've been healed, so I'm really looking forward to that. But if you send me an email, do not put healing in the header. If you do, I will not read it, because I have been getting hundreds of emails saying, would you please put me on the healing list? I can't. So if you want to be on the healing list, you will have to put yourself on it. And each call, we've instructed people how to do that. Now, I'm going to ask Phyllis, who is now more knowledgeable about the email program. It's called Constant Contact, and it's pretty good at organizing things into lists so that I can contact you. But there is a glitch in it, and it has to do with If I put a check saying I want you to put in your state, then it won't take people from other countries. It refuses to let them log in. So I unchecked it, but when I didn't have it checked, nobody put their state in. So these people seem to think if I don't say it's required, they shouldn't put it there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I don't know how we get around that one. But I think, Phyllis, you're going to help with that, because you're going to tell people how to go back to the program and edit their entry. You can do
Yes, all those who have signed up who want to make changes, who mm-hmm. want to update your profile. If you would get a pencil and paper, maybe we can do this later and give everybody a chance to be equipped with something to write
Perfect.
On, Catherine, because
okay.
it's a few. Oh, can we do that?
Sure.
Like later on in the call, we can do that. I have it right in front of me. It won't be any problem to do that anytime.
All right. Let's just give them 3 minutes while we have people online here. So we have three people with their hands up, and I think one of them is probably Normalita from Germany, who's calling in. Now, I know
that would be the 414-845-3792, the longest one. Can we try that one?
Let's just check on everybody who's signed up, and we just want you to give us your name and say if you're here for the healing.
Okay.
All right.
441 ending in 7922. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Abdul Qadir from UK.
Okay, Abdul, you're in line for the healing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm very grateful and very honored to have a healing season with you guys. I got diabetes type 2 for 13 years, and I am on insulin mix and metformin tablets, and also I had a heart attack 3 years ago. I'm losing a lot of weight. I don't feel hungry, and I got pain on my back of my shoulders, and I don't want to take any more time.
That's good. That's all we
like
need to know.
Say all of you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Catherine has all that information right in front of her. So
mm-hmm.
when we put you on mute, would you please just check off number one on your keypad so your question mark goes down, and then I won't get confused. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Catherine.
So the next one is
928, ending in 4900. Let's open you up.
Hi.
Here we go. Here, you're open. You're online. Your name?
Hi. My name is Brenda from Kingman, Arizona. And thank you. This is so perfect for today because in addition to all the physical problems that I listed for you, I just lost my dog 2 days ago.
Oh.
My best friend of 14 years.
Brenda.
I've really been doing well. It was quite the sacred experience, and part of that was because of these healing calls. I felt the healers with me, and he didn't suffer, but there is this raw emotion that comes up from time to time, so mm-hmm. I would appreciate anything we could do.
Okay. Wonderful, Brenda.
Thank you.
We'll include him in your healing.
Thank you,
Brenda. Would you please press 1 on your keypad? Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Brenda, what was your dog's name?
Brenda?
His name was Riley. Yes, I'm here. His name was Riley.
Riley. Okay. We're going to call on Riley to help with your healing.
Riley Brown, actually. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Catherine, help me out. This is not closing on my end.
Oh, okay. I don't understand this. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Here we go. Okay, that's great.
All right, we have...
The next one is area code 407, ending with 2012. We're opening you up right now, and almost. There you go. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Your name?
My name is Karen. Hello?
Okay, and you're here for the healing.
Yes, I'm here for healing.
Great.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm sorry. I didn't know whether we were even connected. That's why I'm hesitating to speak.
Yes, we're here. You're here. We hear you.
Awesome.
All right. Great. And I think you wrote on your entry form what the problem is, I believe.
I have ovarian cancer. And,
okay.
It's what I would like the healing to be focused on.
Absolutely. We will do that. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. Okay.
Okay, so those of you who are here for the healing, just lie back and rest. And we will send you big, loving energy. And I see
we have two more calls. Would you like to take those?
two more?
We really have three more. Two more questions. They're not
okay.
People aren't clicking one to put their hand down. There we go. Okay. Abdul, could you please press 1 on your keypad to put your hand down? Yes, thank you. Oh, everybody did it.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Brenda, press 1.
Brenda, press 1 on your keypad, and your hand will go down.
There
That'll clear our switchboard. Oh, thank you, thank you. Did it much better.
Excellent. All right, so I saw Zaria. Put his hand up. Where did he go?
I don't see him.
He was there a minute ago.
Let me scroll down, see if I can find him.
All right, he may have put his hand down. Maybe it's not for now. Oh, there.
Oh, great.
I don't know. Okay. If you're here, Zaria, and you want to talk with us. Oh, here he is. All right, let's open
I don't see
call.
Him on my end. Catherine, would you take
I
care
see
of
him?
Him? Thank you.
Indeed.
Hi. Oh, it's Father God.
Indeed, beloved masters.
Good afternoon, Father God.
And how
Father
Jesus
God.
Day?
Oh, very well. Thank you. So thank
Wonderful.
You for attending our healing call.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Would you like me to do what is termed as a healing pulse before you begin?
That probably would be a better idea than at the end,
Indeed.
Because at the end we always run out of time.
Indeed. And that way you can get what is termed as some testimonies come through. Yes?
Yes. All right.
Indeed.
Let's do that.
Let us do that. Everyone that is listening to this call, if you are in a wheelchair, prepare yourself. If you are in what is termed wearing hearing aids, you may wish to turn them down after this takes place because you will be find yourself hearing better. And those who are wearing glasses, protective lenses, you might wish to remove them as well. So, let us begin. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, the energy is being transmitted by not just me, but also Prime Creator is present, and also Saint Germain, the Arcturians, and what I will explain to you there is the Arcturians have two motherships, one that is in high orbit above the North Polar region, and one in high orbit above the South Polar region, and on the four corners of the planet, there are ships that are also stationed there, and they are all healing vessels, meaning that the Arcturians are quite ready and able to commence with the healing process. So, indeed, the energy is now entering directly through your heart mind. And so those that are feeling this energy, you are going to feel it quite immensely, quite intensely. And you are feeling a warm tingling sensation entering through your heart mind or your heart chakra. Indeed. And so that is what it is doing. Now it is rising upward into what is termed up into the crown chakra. And it is working with what is termed as your vault of knowledge, which is located between your ears. Your medical physician would term it the brain. However, that is not quite accurate. But anyway, the energy is permeating throughout the vault of knowledge in between your ears. It is spreading out to the inner ear. And people who are having issues with hearing, you are now going to find that you have a tingling within your ears. And that tingling will continue until it has rectified any issues in the inner ear, meaning that you will be able to hear. So when that tingling subsides, you will also find that your hearing has returned. So let that continue to transmit. And now it is also doing what is termed as dropping down behind the optical nerves. And so those that of you that who have cataracts and glaucoma or macular degeneration, I would like for you to go into a bathroom, a laboratory, and wash your eyes out. Look in the sink afterwards and see if you see anything, any black spectacles, specks in the bottom of the sink. You will, if you see this, then you will understand what that is. That is the glaucoma, that is the cataracts, and that was the macular degeneration behind the optical nerves being pulled right from your body through your eyes. Now, people who have what is termed as issues with the upper and lower palates of the mouth, that would be concerning what would be termed as cancer, and also the cancer of the bone has also been eradicated from the body. So those who have bone cancer, you have it no longer. Those who have cancer of the mouth, upper and lower palates, you will feel a tingling sensation in your upper palate and your lower palate, and that is being rectified as we speak. Now, for those of you who do what is termed as smoke and wanting to quit smoking, I have a cure for you, and it is quite simple. All you do is do what is termed as to imagine the worst possible taste or odor that you could possibly imagine, and you rub your hands together, you put your cigarette pack in between your hands, and you visualize and you integrate that taste or that odor into the cigarettes, and then light one up. Be prepared, you might begin throwing up, because it will not be very pleasant for you. Anyway, that's if you wish to stop smoking. Anyway, so continuing down, we are going to do what this time does. The energy is dropping down into what is termed the esophagus area, into the throat, into the thyroid area, start working there as well. And now the energy is doing what is termed as dropping outward through the what is called the collarbone area. Many people who have had what is termed injuries there has been rectified. The bones have remended, and the pain has stopped. And now it is out to the rotator cuffs of each shoulder, and the pain that is there presently, you will find that if you do what is termed as raise your arms up, you can just do it. And then start rotating your arms around, and you will find that your rotator cuffs no longer hurt. They have been healed. Now, the energy is dropping down through what is termed the upper arms, into what is termed as the elbows, and what is termed as arthritic pain or rheumatoid arthritis is being pulled right down through your arms. You can actually feel it being pulled from your rotator cuffs right down your arms, into what is termed your elbows, into what is termed as your upper wrist area, into what is termed your wrist area, which would be termed as carpal tunnel area. Those issues with carpal tunnel, people who have what is termed as extensive time on the computers with your wrists up a certain way, causing the carpal tunnel issues, those are being healed right now. If you have those braces on your arms, you may take them off because you no longer need them. The carpal tunnel braces, they are so termed. Anyway, that is being done. It's being pulled right out through your fingertips. Indeed. Now, The energy is dropping down into what is back into what is termed as your heart cavity area, your heart chakra, and being pulled down into the solar plexus. Those who have had issues with your hearts, think again. You have now been received what is termed as a new heart. Issues with clogged arteries, fibrillation of the heart, things of this nature. All of this is being rectified as I speak. And the energy is now doing what is termed as spreading outward to the chest into areas where you're having issues with what is termed as your lungs and breathing. And people who are on oxygen, you may discover that you no longer need the oxygen because you can breathe better, and your passageways are opened, and you can breathe, and you have more energy in what is termed as your chest area, in what is termed as your lungs, and that is being, what is termed as cleansed and healed and rejuvenated and recreated. Ones with what is termed one have only one lung, you are going to feel a tingling sensation on the other side. And that is beginning to do what is termed as recreate the one that is missing. So you are having issues there, that is being rectified. Those who have shingles, those who have lupus, those who have herpes, those who have what is termed as sexual diseases, all of those are being healed immediately now. And those who have had issues with what is termed, what is this disease they term, AIDS, that has been healed now. No one has, and that are listening to my voice, has it now. It is gone. That is what was termed as a attack on your immune system. Your immune system has been restored. That means you have no more AIDS. It is gone. Now, it is energy is dropping down into what is termed as your it is going into your spine area, into what is termed as your discs and things of this nature that are being restored. Back to their original construction. And you have what is termed, people who have what is called metal in within what is termed the blood. Metal within the, in the, in their, have been, areas have been replaced with metal. That metal is now being transformed into bone. So there are no more metal issues here. And that would be for people who have suffered from what is termed as injuries in the elbows or in the joints that have been replaced with metal. That metal is now being transformed back into bone and a more natural substance that is going to be agreeable with your metabolism. Now, that is being done now. And all of this energy that we are bringing forth to you is to help you to realize who you truly are. You are gods and goddesses. Never forget it. And you are. And you are greatly loved by all of your ascended masters who are plentiful upon the planet. And so we shall continue. The energy is dropping down into what is termed as the hip area and the lower back. All that lower back pain is gone. It is emanating from pinched nerves, things of this nature. Your hips are now aligned where they should be, and which takes away pain from the your upper legs, behind your legs. Those who have what is termed as varicose veins or spider veins, look upon your legs. They are beginning to fade. Now, the energy is dropping down into what is termed as your reproductive organs, your digestive systems. All of this is all being taken care of completely. Women who have had what is termed their remedy to not having children, what you term tubes tied, guess what? You may want to take protection if you plan on having intercourse with your beloved mate. because you may surprise yourself. Anyway, so those men that are what is termed has been classified as impotent are no longer impotent. You are going to find that you can become sexually active if you desire to do so with your mate. Now, the energy is dropping down into what is termed as your upper thighs, down into your knees. All this rheumatoid arthritis is being pulled right through your legs, down through what is termed as your knees. Water on the knees is being removed, and the bones are being rectified, or any broken legs or broken arms. All of these are being, you're feeling tingling underneath the casts that you have on your legs and your arms, because they are being mended right now. And so the energy is dropping down into what is termed the upper calves. Any issues there, such as water accumulation in the calf area, is being removed. What is termed as going down into what is termed as your ankles, and what is termed as the heels of your feet, into what is termed as the arches of your feet. Pain that is issued there is also being pulled. All of it is being pulled right down through your feet, into what is termed your toes, and out through your toes. It is done. It is finished. So be it.
I just realized I was on mute. Hi, everybody. Thank you, Father God.
Indeed.
Wow, that's wonderful. Let's ask you something about this.
Indeed.
I'm thinking, of course, that if people really absorb this healing that you have just given, then the work that we're doing should be extraneous. It should be extra.
It is.
For people who have not fully taken in the healing, haven't yet been able to completely overcome the illness that they may have had for some time.
You may also understand that many people use sickness as what is termed as a crutch to get what is termed as attention from a loved one, or attention from what is termed a family. There are many issues when it is concerned with illnesses. And many people do what is termed use that as an excuse to be lazy, or to be what is termed to be. I think you understand my meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It is they use it as a means to an end, or so to speak, to get attention, to take advantage,
be loved,
whatever. There's many things that this can be attributed to. So what you are doing is a wondrous thing, and continue to do it, because it does work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do also works for those that believe, for those that want to be healed. Then they are. All of them are healed, but it is up to them. Understand, there is a three-step process to healing. First,
mm-hmm.
they receive their healing. Then they own it by claiming it to themselves. And then they proclaim it to others that they are healed. And that is when it becomes reality.
Mm-hmm. That's expressing your I am presence, isn't it?
It is indeed. So now I will leave you to your healing, and I will be on the side listening. Indeed.
Thank you. Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
yes, I'd like to underline what we were just talking about. Of course, I'm a psychologist, so I see these things from the point of view of people's feelings. And I want to also emphasize that this is not a criticism if someone feels that they can't let go of their sickness, if it's become so much a part of them that they, it feels like who they are, it can be attached to all kinds of psychological issues. One being in our culture, or many cultures, being ill may be the only way that people really do receive a reasonable amount of love from those around them. And who would blame someone for remaining sick if that's the only way that you feel loved? So that's one of the reasons that we're doing this, because anyone who is on, who is the healee for the day is going to get oceans of love just poured over them. They're going to feel so carefully attended to and so loved that we hope it will heal the feelings of lack that they have felt. And that's a kind of, that's the best kind of healing too. So that's a part of this process. Healing is love. Receiving healing is love. Accepting it into your being is accepting love. And when you do that, your cells will feel it, and they will rejoice and go about their business of healing.
Indeed, so with, that is so.
So with that in mind, this is what we're doing here, is we're showering people with love so that their cells will jump up and cheer and do the healing.
Indeed. I will do what is done to press the number one for you. That way I will
be listening. Okay, great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Then we'll put you on hold.
Indeed.
Thank that's you.
That's a pretty funny concept, isn't it? We're putting Father God on hold.
On hold.
Except we know that you're not.
I'm doing it. Catherine, give me a hand here.
Yeah, I've got it. We know that Father God is not really on hold. He's
no.
very present the whole time.
Just on the switchboard, may I ask. And now it's time to press that number one, dear Father God. I won't forget where you are, of course.
Right.
We have another question.
We have one more hand up. Yeah.
Another question. And if it's about being on the list for today, that would be wonderful. If not, we'll try to get to you later. It's area code 703, ending with 1515. And you're online. Hello.
Hi. I actually didn't have a question. I'm just listening in for the healing.
Oh, well, then when I close your line, would you please press number one on your keypad?
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. So much. Right. Thank you.
All right. Let's begin. And when we finish these, I have four people right here ready to go. And
excuse me, Catherine, can you do 1515 from your end, please?
Oh, yeah. It's not working for you, huh?
No, I'm having a problem with my computer today. I don't know what's wrong. But if you will...
Probably, yeah, I just did.
Mute, can you put that on mute?
Well, I'm trying. Okay, there, it worked.
Okay, terrific,
okay.
Thank you.
All right, so if we don't have anybody else come on and say they're on deck for healing, then let's see if I can use the chat room, because there may be people from other places that are here. Okay, so if there's someone here, okay, I do see people are leaving us messages. Huh. Okay. Nope. I'm looking for, Mushaba Healing. Thank you, Father God. Teresa, hello, Jessica and Spirit. Ready to learn, okay. Oh, no, it said Anne DeHart is here, but I think that's you, Phyllis. So we didn't officially introduce ourselves, you know. This is Catherine.
And this is Phyllis.
And my Phyllis is here to help. All right, so if there's anyone else who's listening in on their computer and wishes to be recognized as someone who's here for a healing, put your note in the chat room, and it will come up and tell us. So we're just getting a little face, you know, a little, those little
smiley faces.
Smiley faces, yeah. All right. So we'll go ahead with the healings that we have on board right now. And to really reinforce and personalize what everyone has already experienced. So this should be a really powerful experience for anyone who's getting a healing today, because you're getting double. And as Father God said, Prime Creator is here to focus the energy for all of us and for everyone who's here for healing. So this is great. Let's begin with Normalita, who called me this morning. We've already done one healing with Normalita, but she was in a very critical state. She went for cancer treatment and is back home and is still very weak. So, and she is determined to beat this cancer. She's been fighting it for years now. So we're going to send her another special boost so that she can recover from the treatments and continue to improve. So thank you, Normalita, for calling me this morning. She did want to be included, and she wanted to express her thanks to all of you and to Anne, who helped to arrange the healings for her. So let's send another healing treatment to Normalita. She's resting, and she will be absorbing this as we send it to her. She has had breast cancer. And I also want to underline for all of you that if you are on the call in either as a healer or as someone who's going to be healed, and you have at any time experienced cancer, you can assume that Normalita is acting as the surrogate for you, and that you will be healed as well, and you will be sent the energy. So you need to just declare yourself, and as I describe the picture of what they're going to do for Normalita, put yourself in that right there next to her and ask for your own healing, and you too will be given the same treatment, the same kind of treatment that Normalita is being given. So this is not just one at a time. I know Phyllis asked this yesterday. She has had cataracts and wanted to be included, but she didn't want to interfere in the other person's healing that was going on. So bless your heart, Phyllis. She would step aside for someone else who was being healed, but it's not necessary. There is plenty of energy to go around. So let's start with, I'm ready to serve and send my energy. Okay, great. So we are beginning to get notices. How many days in advance do we get a notice saying you're being healed? Well, I'm going to try from now. It's not always easy to know how many people we're going to get through. I will try to estimate and send out the messages ahead, at least 2 days ahead of time. I'll make it 3 days if I can. We're still working on the program and how to do that. So I think better to err in the direction of having somebody be ready than to have to, you know, empty spaces. So I will be sending out messages, say, 3 days in advance, and then you can send me an email. Maybe we should have them send it to you, Phyllis. What do you think?
Yeah, that would work. That would work. And then I could tell you who responded and who will be online.
Let's do that.
At that date. That's fine. I can put out my my email address that we could use. It would be P as in Paul, living, L-I-V-I-N-G, M-E, at gmail.com. P-living, M-E, at gmail.com.
Great. So when you get the message and you're going to be there, send an email to Phyllis so we know you're going to be online. And then I can gauge how many people to line up for the healings. Perfect. We're getting this. We're getting it in place. It's going to run more smoothly now.
Never having done it before, I think we're doing great.
Yes. Oh, and this chat is going to work, too. Teresa Santiago is saying, can we send a healing pulse later for our brothers and sisters in Egypt? Absolutely. Of course, they were included in Father God's healing pulse, but we'll also send them our intentions. So maybe you can remind us to do that toward the end. Okay, Phyllis?
Okay, I will do my best.
All right, now let's get back. Yes?
Would you like to finish up our little housekeeping here and have me update everyone on the profile update instructions?
Okay, before we do that. All right, Normalita?
Everyone who wants to write it down certainly has gotten a paper and pen by now. This is very easy, but I can see where one step would really lead someone astray. So these are the instructions for updating your profile, the profile that you've already signed in with. You go to whoneedslight.org, and then you click on to email me, sign up for healing group, just like you did before. And after that, you sign in. You have to sign in, and you're using the email address that you signed up with. A page will come up that will say update your profile, and you must click on submit. The next thing you will see is instructions for updating your profile have been sent to you. That means you have to go back to your inbox, and then you have to follow the rest of the instructions, which are very easy at that point, but I can see how someone would get confused about this. When you go to your inbox and open up your message, it will be very simple. I don't have to explain that here. Just one or two steps, and you'll be able to know how to update. If you don't get a confirmation email after you've submitted your changes, I would suggest to do it again, because the confirmation email is telling you that it's received and put in so that Catherine can get it. And that's it. This will be recorded if you want to go back and write it down.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I did it twice just to make sure it worked, and it worked each time.
All right, great. So now we're asking people, please do not send us emails asking how to do this. I'll have Phyllis, you can do this on each call.
All right, that's great.
For a while, so people really know how to do this. It's important to get this email service working right, so that, you know, it's easier for people who are doing the healings, and it's easier for those who are being healed, and it's certainly much easier for me because I cannot answer individual emails about the healings. We now have about 400 people on the list to be healed. So I can tell people that we are up to July 21st. If you signed in July 21st or before, you're on the list now to be healed, or very soon. People who signed in the middle of August or last week are you know, farther down the list. So this is interesting. This chat room is for people to talk with us, but they're also talking with each other. I'll give this little notice. James Twyman was doing a peace prayer in Egypt today at noon Eastern Standard Time. So that was just a few minutes ago, as Father God was doing the healing pulse. 100,000 people focused in from around the world to send a prayer, a peace prayer to Egypt.
Mm.
So we can all join in on that as well, and we'll take a moment to do that. All right, now let's go back. We have one more person online, so after we do Normalita's healing, we will go to the hand that's still up online.
If that person is wanting to do anything but confirm that they're on board for healing today, maybe they could just do it through the chat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. This is going to be very handy, so we'll know what's going on there. Can you see, you can see the chat room, Phyllis?
Yes, I can. I've got it now on my computer. Flash chat.
Great. Okay.
There are a lot of people logging in. It's wonderful.
Yes. Here's one question. If we request healing for others, do we use the same email and profile? Is that question even need to be answered? If we need additional healing, will we be lined up again when we update our profile? I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that. Probably not. If you still need healing and you've already been, and you've already logged on, I don't think it's going to put you at the end of the line. I can't guarantee it, but I don't think so. All right, so here we go, Normalita. I know she's resting. We're going to picture Normalita resting in her bed. She is so ready for this. All right, let's call in our whole team. Father God has told us we have Saint Germain, we have, and I know we have Sananda and Archangel Michael, and the, of course, Normalita's higher self, who is helping her to absorb this healing. We have our brilliant Arcturian team, and let's give them a round of applause and heartfelt thanks for coming here to help us. They are just brilliant, and their technology is so far advanced from ours that it's just a wonder to see what they do. And we're so fortunate to have such generous brothers and sisters who are here to help us. And in such numbers all around our planet. So they're now surrounding Normalita. They have their healing wands. They're also doing a scan to make sure that her body is free of the cancer. She had had, it was metastasized throughout her body, so we know that she was very severely ill. And she is still with us. She is still fighting it. And right now we're going to help her be done with it. So, Normalita, they've scanned your body, and they're giving their version of a thumbs up. They're saying there are a few little scattered cells they're going to zap right now. They're just clearing your whole body. And most important, they're saying they need to do a clearing. And it's going to feel to you like there's a wave of delicious warm water just flowing down through you to get rid of all the toxins, all from the treatments, from the dead cells, all of them being flushed away. And they're telling me this is a very important part of your healing right now. Because you are fighting the cancer, you're being successful at that. And now your body has been weakened from so much of an invasion of the cancer cells. So those are now being cleared away, and your body's working very hard to clear away all the old residue. And this is why you need to rest, because your body's working hard to clear. Now you're getting a whole lot of help. All the way down through your body and out your toes. All that old stuff, including all the feelings about that old stuff. All the feelings about those years of fighting this and being so tired. All of it washing away. Now just breathe the love. And anyone else out there who has experienced cancer or is now fighting it as well, you do the same. Breathe in the love and it will tune up your cells. They will be jumping with joy and will go after any part of the cancer that might still be left. Now they're all the way down to your legs. It's scanning all the way through your bones, your organs, all being cleaned and cleared. You're having a love bath. I know she's tickled by this. Now all you need to do, Normalita, is absorb it. And absorb it and absorb it. And they're saying they're not going to stop when this call ends. You only need to picture this whole team around you, keep them there with you, and let them just pour the love over you and the healing all day long, all night long, until you are completely restored, till your strength is back, until everything is healed, and then they'll still continue if you ask for it. But a reminder, folks, you don't get these healings from your guides, from your angels, from these wonderful helpers and healers, unless you ask. So, okay, Normalita, you are healed. Now, we remind everyone it's just a matter of now building up your strength. Anyone who's been through the battle that, like what Normalita's done, is now going to need a little recovery time to build up your strength. So, good, you know, clean food. Keep your healing going until you're 100%, and then keep it going. All right, this is very appropriate. We have another person. So, blessings, Normalita. We're getting callers here saying, Normalita, it is done. It is done. It is done. And it is finished.
And we love you, Normalita. All these people telling you that we love you. We do, all of us.
Oh, look, yes. There are people saying, we love you, Normalita, with hearts after their message. I don't know how they do that, but it's lovely.
Catherine, while Normalita was being healed, I had a very interesting experience.
Mm.
I thought, of all the people who were on this call, is there even one who couldn't use a tune-up? So what I did was I put out my intention that I wanted also to be tuned up. And I wanted also for any toxins that were in my body, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure we all have many toxins down here, to be released. And, you know, we could do this with each call, couldn't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely we can, and we're going to.
Yes.
So the next person is Karen, who has had ovarian cancer, and we're going to do a clearing with her too. So... That, thank you. That was a really good suggestion. So we will do that. I'm trying to see now. How do I get to my email? Okay. I had to change computers because my new computer was not behaving properly, so I had to go. I had to change back to my old computer. Now I have to go back to our email program so that I'm ready for the next people. I don't have Karen's long description, but I do know that she's had ovarian cancer. That's really all we need to know to send our love and our healing energy. So let's proceed with Karen. There are still healers who, you know, Father God has said how many are here. So there are healers who are going to remain with Normalita. Normalita, you can ask them their names. The Arcturians don't think of themselves as much as individuals, but they do tell us their names if you wish. So there, you will have your own team that will stay with you and be with you if you wish for them to. Now we're going to go on to Karen. And, I don't have her her location. Let's see if I can do that quickly. I believe this is healing number 8. And my program says that 9 of the people I sent it to have actually opened their mail. So I guess people are getting the message that they need to open their mail and read it. So let's look at the healing, the list. Here we go. All right. Where's Karen? Well, I don't see Karen. I see I've got the wrong. I have to put it by date. There's something funny about this. Every time I go back and ask it to be listed in order of the date that people signed up, it comes up a different list each time. So I'm not sure what that's about. But I'm trying to do my best with organizing it in order of when people signed up. Okay. Karen's in Tallahassee, Florida. All right, Karen, they're already assembling. I think when I talk about the person and describe what their illness is, they get the vibe and go directly. So Karen was already on the call and they heard her voice. So there's no problem. They don't even need an address. They just follow her energy. Okay, they are all assembled. It's so wonderful to see the Father God and Sananda and Saint Germain and Archangel Michael and the angels all surround the person we're working with, and they focus the healing energy and the love energy, as the Arcturians do as well, but they're concentrating on the technique of the healing, while our masters are there just focusing these oceans of love. And as Father God said, Prime Creator is here with us. So we have we've gotten the attention of Prime Creator, of all the masters. They all know what we're doing here, and they're all here to help us. It's just such a wonderful thing. Now they're doing the scan. I've described this in past calls as it looks to me like a printer scan. You know, when the light goes back and forth in your printer, they have a technology that's something like that. And they've shown me that what it does is to scan the body, and it, while it activates the immune system, that's one of its purposes, it also coordinates with their healing wands and their laser technology, so that when they scan and they see something like a cancer cell or a bacteria or a virus, they can calibrate their healing wands, their weapons, they can calibrate them to go after just the cells that are targeted and nothing else. So you don't come away like you've had chemotherapy, which just, you know, wipes out all kinds of cells, healthy and otherwise. So they're doing the scan, and they have their healing wands and lasers. And they're, of course, the ovaries are, things can hide, you know, in the deep cavities in our bodies. So they're doing a complete scan to make sure every cell has been nullified. And all through her abdominal area, you're checking her lymph system and her blood to make sure there haven't been any escape. So they are eliminating every cancer cell in her body. This is wondrous, really. So people who have stage 4 cancer, stage 3 cancer, where it may have metastasized to bones or other organs, it's all right. They can clear that, too. Now they're doing, so they're saying they've scanned every part of her to make sure a single cell is gone, cancer cell. And now they're going to do a clearing. So just as Phyllis was describing, everyone can join in on this. They're using the silver blue light. I think I forgot to mention that with Normalita, that it was silver blue, this clearing light. Just washing over her from head to toe to clear every toxin, heavy metals, as Father God described, any residue that is lingering in your body from all these years on this really terribly polluted planet, all of it being washed away. Feel the silver blue light. It's the way I experience it. It's interesting. It's warm and cool at the same time. And it penetrates deep into your cells through your entire body. And everything is being flushed out from top to bottom, all the way down to your toes and out. And all the residue can go right into the earth, and Mother Earth will gladly absorb it, send it back to soil from whence it came. As ironic as it seems, and you know, it's difficult to think of it this way, but all that toxin, all that stuff that's floating around in our atmosphere was once in the earth in some form. It's just that we, you know, dig it out and do strange things with it. But it all came from the earth to begin with, so it can all be recycled back to the earth. All right, Karen, you are healed. And breathe healing light from now on. And just like with Normalita, you can keep your healing team with you as long as you need. And we would love to hear from both of you how you experienced this. Now, Normalita is wonderful about this. She called me from Germany to tell me she's not going to be able to give her feedback at the end of the program because she wants to just absorb the healing. and that she will contact us later. So this is the kind of patient we need, who know how to give us the feedback. We need the world to know how this works, you know? There are so many doubters out there who would say, oh, there's no way you could possibly be healing this kind of thing. And, of course, they'll say, you know, when you go to your doctor and get your checkup and they say, "It's, I don't know what happened, it's a miracle, it's gone." Of course, they're going to scoff if you say it was an energy treatment. But here we are.
Catherine, speaking of people who are really working with us, on the chat we have Margie Townsend and Michael Daniels, who both wrote in that they are here and ready for their healing. So you must have them on your list for today, Townsend and Daniels.
Do.
I just wanted to mention that to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, folks, for calling in. This makes it so much easier for us. And it's Michael Townsend?
Yes, Michael Daniels. Michael Daniels and
Michael Daniels.
Margie Townsend.
I don't see. Michael Daniels.
Yes. Is it possible that he's not scheduled for today?
It is possible. All right, we'll see if we should get through everyone. And we still have a little time, we'll do his healing. I don't see him on today's list. It may have been on last week's and I might have missed it, but that's thank you for contacting us. We will definitely put you on the list.
So the chat is really working well.
Terrific. Oh, good. All right. So let's go on to Abdul, who has had diabetes for 13 years, and as he told us, so the team knows where to find Abdul. Let's see if I can tell all of you where he is. Huddersfield, UK. He's in the UK. Okay, Abdul, here goes. Type 2 diabetes. He's on medication. His sugar level is always high. He had a heart attack in 2010, which he survived with the help of God. He doesn't feel hungry and he can't eat much and is losing weight. All right, pain in his shoulders. Okay, Abdul, here we go. The team is assembling, and I want to ask them also to check to see if Abdul might have some dark energies still hanging around him. Because many light workers who have been out there and obvious to the world are finding themselves have found themselves to be attractive to dark energies. So we need to, we forgot to do our healing, our protection of all protections.
I know. I was hoping that Father God's prayer would encompass that for today. I just thought also that
sure
we did
it did.
Do it.
I'm sure it did. I'll just remind people. We won't go through the whole thing. But before we begin with Abdul, I do want to remind people, strengthen your light chamber that's around you, your pillar of light that protects you. In case there's anything here that they want to release for Abdul, we are all protected, including those who are, all healers and Abdul himself and the rest of the world are protected from anything that should be released. The reason I I just had a feel about this when he described the pain in his back and shoulders. I'm wondering if that could actually be a dark energy. So they will look and take care of it, if that's what it is. All right, there. Abdul's issue now, of course, is a whole body complication, because diabetes is an imbalance in the body. So Abdul, just rest calmly and absorb the loving energy. And you know, the loving energy is more powerful than any medication you could ever take. It rebalances all your cells. It reminds them to do what they're there for. And when you feel it, when you feel the healing, you feel the same thing. You will feel yourself going, ah, now I know what I'm here for. And you'll be ready to do your work as a light worker. And that's true for everyone on the call. We all need to be strengthened. We all need to be reminded. We all need to be restored, because this is hard work. And there are still plenty of those out there that are asleep and that are dragging the energy down. So we need to be restored. We need this cooperative effort to keep our energies high. So that's part of it, is to help Abdul get his vibration up so that his body can operate more efficiently. They're also using their healing wand with his heart to soothe and heal, remove any scar tissue that might be there, soften the muscle to help it operate efficiently. And this is what happens when Father God gave his healing pulse. He said, your heart is going to be restored. Well, this is what is needed, that the muscle itself needs to be supple and comfortable and active and efficient. Well, they're showing me his heart. And the healers are pouring such love. It's while they work on his heart, all of our wonderful healers are pouring their love right into his heart so that it will heal. And all of you who have experienced complications with their heart, with your heart, ask for healing energy for yourself as well. There is plenty to go around. We have the whole cosmos of energy to draw upon for these healings. By sending his intention, Prime Creator is reminding us of that. Okay, and he hasn't been hungry, so they're working down through his digestive system to ease and soothe it. All right, they're going after something that's interfering with his back and his digestion. They're saying there's a relationship between the pain in his back and the feeling, I think he feels nauseated. There is a dark entity. And the Arcturians are experts at this. They're going to remove this entity that has been hiding, that Abdul has been harboring. Now, I think I learned this morning from someone who's, those of you who follow our calls, I don't think she would mind if I tell this. Many of you heard the calls where Lucifer described his return home, who he really is, how he's been a light worker all these thousands of years, and his twin flame, who is here, incarnated, Gabriella, has been what we thought was under attack constantly, all day long, by dark entities, until we realized that, you know, they're all on the run. Their leader has declared himself as not their leader. They too have understood that what they thought was Lucifer is not, that they were tricked and have been following something that was a manipulation and a fraud. So all of those who were dedicated to following satanic ritualistic practices are now cast adrift. And she has been receiving them, dozens of them. And I think many of them are returning to the light. Maybe all of them. They're coming to her because she is light. So I think a lot of us are experiencing that now. So, Abdul, you may have been one who was a carrier who has been willing to harbor this being who now can be offered, which is what they're doing now, offered a return to the light. And some of them are very frightened and are even afraid to ask because they know they've been involved in some pretty dark things. But they're being told, the Arcturians do this with each one, they're being told they can go to the light, they will be restored, they will be welcomed back just as Lucifer was. And it doesn't matter where they've been or what they were convinced to do, as long as they want to be in the light, they will be welcomed back. And this one that was lodged with Abdul is agreeing to go to the light. So, Abdul, you are free of this invading sensation that was giving you pain. You will feel lighter. Your back and your shoulders and your digestion will spring back to normal. You might be a little sore. You'll have a little bit of healing. And then you're just going to be feel like you are ready to fly. And your organs are being rebalanced to take care of the diabetes. So you're going to need to be very careful about measuring your sugar levels because the medication is going to be too much now. So you'll need to watch that very closely and recalibrate. So they're telling me our bodies are so smart. The body will work with Abdul to help him to gently go off the medication so it's not a sudden rebound. So, Abdul, you'll have to you know, very gently and carefully work with your body to reduce the medication and watch the numbers so you work with your body as it restores its own functioning. All right. So, they're happy about that. They're glad to help. There's always a feeling of celebration when they finish each healing. I think if it were a basketball team, they'd be high-fiving each other. So, that's the good news for Abdul. All right. I think we're going to have time to get through all the people we have on our list today. I noticed when I was back there on the panel, Phyllis.
Yes.
Do we have another? We have another person here. Shall we see who that is?
Yes, the area code 408, and ending with 7730. I am to open you up now. There you are. Hello. You're online.
Hi. I'm here representing Tim, who was invited to be healed on Thursday to be on a list, and we're still waiting.
Okay.
Are we in the right place?
You are. Yeah. Let me just check.
He's waiting and ready. And
good.
He's quite unstable right now, so we need it.
All right. Give us a quick...
Okay. He has stiffness, slowness. He's had exposure to heavy metals many years ago, and we've gotten over that to some degree. And then he has fibromyalgia, and he has a cataract. He has instability of walking and
mm-hmm.
weakness, and he's very, very, very thin. And we're lucky to have him. We feel that he can be healed, and he's confident.
Where are you calling from?
We're in California, in South San Francisco area, South Bay, not San Francisco, but South Bay and the San Jose area.
Mm-hmm.
We're
okay.
Right at the corner of San Jose and three other towns, so. They'll get my voice and get here.
I remember reading about his difficulty. Now, I don't understand why he's not on the list today. All right.
I don't either. We were told, and then it went three
you got
times.
The email.
And this is the yes, and this is the third time, and he is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Can you fit him in today?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Well, we're so grateful and humble, and we wish to give you the feedback that we can best do, and we will give it.
Thank you. All right.
When we put you on mute, would you please press 1 so that your hand goes down? Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Catherine,
waiting.
I need your help.
Yeah, you can't get it to shut down.
No.
You have to call it.
Here we go. Okay.
408, yeah, we're good.
There we go. Could you please just hit 1 so that your hand goes down? Thank you. Well,
okay.
I'll just make a note. Yes.
Let's go right to Ken. Since he's been on deck for a couple of times and didn't get to have his healing. All right, so weakness in his legs. In general, it sounds like Ken can use a whole tune-up. I don't have his. I could go back and search it, but I don't have his right up here. But we're going to just let
them. They'll scan him first, won't they?
They'll scan him, yeah.
He has a cataract.
Oh, right.
So I'm on board.
Okay, so Phyllis, you're going to get your cataract healed at the same time. All right, and they're going to work on Ken with the weakness and the heavy metal. I'm familiar with this, actually. The first healing we did, I want to reassure Ken, the very first healing we did on the first night that we did this was Carl, who had exactly the same symptoms. And Carl had suffered for 15 years with terrible spasms and pain from heavy metal complications in his body. And he called. It took a couple of days. The first night, he said he was still in pain. By the next day, the pain had subsided and the spasms had completely stopped, and they are gone. And now he's working on, building up his strength in the muscles. But he is completely free of the pain and the spasms that were so painful and so difficult to live with. So I suspect that that is what is happening with Ken as well. It's very painful when the heavy metals attack the nervous system, and it interferes with the transmission of the signal in the nerves and creates a struggle for the person who's experiencing it. So, okay, let's see what they have to help Ken with.
And many of us have this in all different stages and aren't aware of it, so we can all join in.
Oh, that's right. Yes, thank you. All right, they're doing the scan. And it's interesting, with heavy metals, it lights up in a different way on the scan than cancer cells do. You can see the heavy metals on the scan. It's like they're showing me something like a magnet. So they're literally going to pull the heavy metals that have attached themselves. Are literally going to be pulled out of his body like with a big magnet. That they can calibrate so it draws the heavy metals out with just the right strength so that it's not going to make him feel like his everything's being pulled out of his body. They're working it gently. They're working their way down through his body, coaxing it out. Phyllis, I don't want you to be suffocating there, but we can hear your fan.
No, that isn't me. I don't have anything on here.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
So there's something in the line. That's all right. Well,
that's all right.
Maybe we can hear their machine, their scanner.
Oh, yes. It's coming right toward me and to Tim and to everybody else. I'm doing the self-healing technique that Father God has told us so many times about on the Hollow Earth Network calls. I'm doing that also, and if people aren't familiar with that, it's posted on Hollow Earth Network. It's very effective. It's very powerful.
What do we call it?
I don't know, self-healing technique.
Okay.
I rub my hands together.
Oh,
for energy,
yes.
And then I put my hands about 18 inches apart and slowly bring them together. And when I feel tingling or heat, I know that I'm ready to put one hand on one side, the other hand on the other side. So I'm doing it on my eyes now and hold it. And that combined with Tim's healing, I know will give me healing for myself.
Mm-hmm. Ken, it's Ken.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So Teresa says that's the energy flowing.
Yes, absolutely.
Says,
my energy.
Self-fin. High energy. Okay, so Ken ought to be feeling better already. The weakness will take a little time to recover. He'll have to build up his strength, but the pain will be gone. And they're doing this very gently, so they're working their way down. Now they're doing his legs. And his brain is going to be happy, too, because now the brain doesn't have to work so hard to get the signals through. It would be exhausting for your whole body if your brain is having to constantly work hard to get the signals through the nerves that are being blocked. It's exhausting. So this is going to clear away the exhaustion as well. All right, they're working their way down there at his knees. All through the knee joints, the hip joints, they're... It's almost like... It looks a little bit similar to when we do ultrasound treatments. And of course, their instruments are so calibrated. They're so much more delicate and sophisticated than anything we have. Now they're doing his feet. Toes, right out, gone. All right, Ken, we want to hear from you because we expect that your healing is going to have the same effect that Carl's did, and soon you'll be dancing again. That's not too much to ask. Okay. They're doing their high five, Ken. So we're going to be able to move on. And Carl, anytime you need, you can call on them for a tune-up or a boost. All right. I see we have another.
We have another caller at area code 860. Do you want to take it, Catherine?
Yeah, we do have a couple more people here.
Well, 7730 just hasn't put their hand down. But we've already talked to them. But
okay.
The area code 860 ending with 7773, I am opening your line, and you're online now. Hello?
Hello.
Your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut.
Hi, Susan in Connecticut. Here's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Susan. And you're calling, have your hand up because?
Just wondering if you can provide any healing for me.
Are you on the list for today?
No. Am I supposed to be?
Yeah. You have to go and sign in.
Oh,
do you
know
that. Catherine's website? Who needs light? .org.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then you just you sign in and you provide all your information and then you get put on the list.
Okay.
Right.
Will that be today or another time?
No, we have 400 people
Catherine.
On the list. It'll be a
all
little
right.
while. But in the meantime, you'll get benefits from listening in.
Okay.
So we probably should, for new people, we probably should announce that in the beginning. Anyone who isn't familiar with this process, just go to whoneedslight.org.
How often does she do this?
Often. If you go to the website, I'm going to put you on hold and give a little more information in case there's anyone else who has these questions. On my website, there is a new tab that says healing groups. And you click on that, and it gives you the schedule. It tells you how to log in. It gives you all the information you need to participate in these calls. So, Susan, if you will press 1 on your keypad. Thanks for reminding me. So in case there's anyone who doesn't know how to sign in for a healing, that's how you do it. All right.
Susan can stay with us and help us with her energy.
Yes, of course.
Yes, we would love that, Susan. Stay with us.
And it also, you know, people are sending me emails, too, saying I don't always succeed in doing it, but people are calling in and saying, I don't need the healing anymore because I'm healed, I'm well.
Oh.
And you can spend the time for someone else. Which nothing can make me happier than that. But what you can do, in addition to telling me that you're healed, and in the heading, do not put healing, put I am healed, or healing report, or healing results, so that I know what your email is about. Otherwise, I just, you know, I can't answer all the questions. How do I sign in? You have to go and read the website. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory there. All right, so we have Brenda and a few others on still waiting.
And Michael Daniels sent in another chat message and said, please take his name off, because what he really meant to say is that he's here for the healing, that he doesn't need to be healed, but he's here to help us. Thank you very much.
No wonder I couldn't find his name on the list.
You couldn't find him.
And if this is the Mike Daniels that I know, greetings, Michael. We're glad to have you. I hope that's you. And if it's another Mike Daniels, well, welcome. So here is Brenda from Kingman, Arizona. She called in a little while ago and told us that her dog Riley had just died. Well, you know, this animals are remarkable about this. They are healers, and if you've had this dog the entire time that you were ill. Brenda has had hepatitis C for 30 years from a blood transfusion during surgery, and that's a long 30 years. So she's been fighting against this for all that time, and she's managed to survive, and she's remembering Arcturian healings, and she wants total recall. Okay, so she's felt Arcturian healings in the past, and she'd like some more. She's had kidney issues because of medical treatment, and she's has scar tissue, and she has a kidney stent in place. So it requires a surgical change every 3 months. So she is fighting to maintain herself, and we're going to give her some help. And now we're going to call on Riley, who is her beloved dog, who has been involved in keeping her going all these years. And you know, an animal can be a powerful healer as well. They absorb toxins and process them out through their bodies. They can They can absorb the disease. They can shower you with love. So they're wonderful healers. So Riley is still a healer. He is still your healer. He's just in spirit now. And I'm getting a picture of a dog with a long tail wagging and smiling. So I think that's probably Riley. He's here to help. And the healers are all surrounding Brenda. And I will describe to you once again what I see as Father God and Sananda and Saint Germain and Archangel Michael, and depending on what the healing is, they bring in various troops of angels to help. They're all focusing the energy that we're sending directly from our hearts. We're focusing and aiming the energy to Brenda, and they're using it to focus it and send it on to her and with their energy with it. So she's getting a huge blast, as everyone has, a huge blast of powerful light and love. They're doing the scan. And, of course, the scan is going to go after the hepatitis C and eliminate it once and for all. She gets a rash, persistent rash on her legs, and severe inflammation and itching because of high blood ammonia. So they're going to do a whole rebalancing. Brenda, you're going to need to be very careful with your diet so that you can help rebalance and keep it. Lots of fresh vegetables and fruits. Help rebalance the acid alkalinity balance. They now are calibrating their wands so that they're going to do a complete scan of her body to make sure there's not one hepatitis C cell left in her body. And then, of course, she has a lot of her kidneys atrophied. She has a lot of healing to do. So they're doing something that looks like massaging her kidney, like to activate it, to restore it, to help it to heal and become all plump and flexible and to soften the tissue and revitalize. Wow. It's almost like they're showing me that her kidney was kind of shriveled, and as they're like massaging and applying their healing energy, it's expanding, it's becoming plumper. They're sending, for these things, it takes a whole body response. The bone marrow has to send out T cells to restore the kidney and rebuild it. Same with liver, bladder, and all of her internal organs are being plumped up and restored. And Brenda is not going to need the kidney stents because her kidneys are being brought back online. And the next time she goes to the doctor for her surgery, they're going to say, oh, well, everything here looks really good. And it will be an interference rather than a help. So, Brenda, you're going to be going back to the doctor early to get this stent removed because you're not going to need it. So they're doing all these processes at once. They've got her body completely cleared now. No more hepatitis C. Done. Finished. Riley is licking the side of your face to give you a kiss. May have included him. I always wondered how they deal with pets. They just put him in the circle. It's like he's one of the healing team.
I love it.
So he's by her left. He's by her left cheek. He's giving her a kiss by her left ear. And he's being very calm and helpful and just like fell in place here. He just took his place as one of the healing team. Oh, this is a wonderful image. I hope all of you can see this. And I think Riley knows that he can be even more help to you in spirit because he's now part of a powerful team. So he's not having to do it on his own anymore. He's got all these other people helping him to heal his beloved Brenda. So Brenda, it is done. Riley couldn't heal you completely while he was there, but he's certainly helping now. So you will have no more problems with hepatitis C, and your body's going to heal and restore itself. So keep calling on your healing team for everyday, help with the rebuilding of tissues and helping you to strengthen yourself. You are good. All right. So I think we have time for, did we just have one or two more? We had, one more. Margie.
Catherine, Father God's techie finger is up. Do you want to see if he has something to add to all of this?
All right.
Let's open him up. Oh, my.
I'm doing it if you can't.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please.
It takes a while. There it goes. Okay?
Yes.
All right, you're on, Father God.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Indeed. And how are you?
We're fine. Was there something you wanted to say just now, or...
Her dog is in fifth dimension waiting for her.
Yes. Yes. When she gets there, he's going to be very happy.
He will be jumping all over her.
Okay. So, thank you. We have one more person lined up, so maybe we should go on and do that.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Indeed.
So
and then maybe you can have what is termed as some testimonies of the healing that took place during what is termed as the healing pulse.
Oh, let's ask for that now.
Indeed.
Let's see if there's anyone on the line who can, or in the chat room, who can give us a testimonial about what they've experienced. maybe we'll have to save Margie, I think, for our next call, which is tomorrow. We've gone through a good list today, so I'm going to ask Margie to Mike Daniels is on the call sending us flowers. That's great.
I can smell them.
So love, Riley. Blessings, Brenda. We're getting all these wonderful messages from people who are logging in. So if anybody has, I see a hand up, 520.
Kinderen on the chat, I'm going slowly with this, has a message of healing, but I can't pull her all the way up. Can you get to her?
I just saw that.
She's
logged in, it says. Oh, here's someone. Karen.
Okay, yeah, that's
Karen.
That's the one. Okay.
Let's read Karen's. Do you want to read that?
No, I can't get it all up. Why don't you take that one?
Oops, I just lost it. Where'd it go?
Oh my goodness, it's chat. I have to get better with chat.
This is a little hard. I heard her. I saw her.
I know how
saying,
to chat. I just can't do it technically right now.
Oh, come on, Karen. I know you're there.
Oh,
wait. Ken is dancing. Ken, wahoo, dancing.
Oh, my.
Ken, oh, that's Blissfully Bountiful is sending him a message. Okay, so where did she go? I know we've got Karen here who said, I saw just a bit of her message. She was beginning to tell us that she's feeling way better. Here we go. Since the healing, I'm experiencing profound peace and calmness. I'm on my way to go for a walk in nature. I will update you on what evolves. In deep gratitude and appreciation. Blessings to you and your healing work. From Karen. Okay, Karen, breathe in nature around you, and you are healed.
All right, we have a hand up, area code 520, ending with 0288.
Mm-hmm.
You're open. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. You requested a comment or a healing or a reaction?
Yes, who is this?
Hi there, it's Cynthia in Tucson. I had my healing last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I have listened every day since the beginning. And mine was adrenal failure, thyroid, pulling in the legs, overweight. And what I've realized is that I heard today is, and I know this is going to make all the difference in the world, is to allow my heart to feel. And I know that at that time, Catherine had mentioned that I had to go out and find my joy again, and which
mm-hmm.
I've kind of known that for quite a while now. And so I just really felt it today. I mean, every time before when I'd ever pulled my heart, I would, you know, I could feel the divine love. This time I just said, feel, 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 and then I could really feel all the love, and I could feel the light going to, you know, my entire body, and especially in the pulling of my legs. And I was going to write to you, and I'm still going to write to you, Catherine. It's going to be lengthy because you're the first therapist that I have ever found that is like my therapist in California that I had for about 8 years. And I'm just so pleased that I, you know, to hear someone, well, just to hear that you're so much like her. And her name, I don't know if you really know her. Her name's Marcia Utane. She's wonderful.
No, but, you know, people who get tuned into the light are all receiving the same energy and the same
right.
knowledge.
And,
so.
Well, I knew then that she was either of the light or an angel or something at that time, because it was just unique the way everybody. Anyway, she just gave so. You never left her office feeling torn apart or wounded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always left feeling good. anyway, okay, so, but I wanted to thank you so much, and like you say, every day when we listen to this and then we apply it to ourselves, and the readings, you know, when you read that, you know, we can do this, you know, that was Jesus and Sananda's intention for us to learn how to do this to ourselves. I think today
right.
it finally sunk in.
Wonderful.
So, after
Wonderful.
All these years.
So I thank you, Cynthia. I think you're expressing exactly what people need to hear. This is a process. It's a learning process. It's a healing process. And it takes more than just one, you know, somebody sending you a shot of healing energy. You have to process it. You have to change. You have to know how to
exactly.
absorb it. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. God, really.
Oh,
God
thank
bless you. You're already blessed.
Yes. Thank you, Cynthia. And do
You're
write
welcome.
And give me the details of your medical success. So
okay,
can,
I shall.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Cynthia was 520, right?
I'm
I'll get rid of myself.
Was 0288. Yeah, 520. Right.
Okay. This is, I try to write people's names in, but sometimes it doesn't hold. Okay. So, thank you, Cynthia. Now, who is the 408? Have we talked to this person?
I don't show
okay.
that.
Here's someone. As your dreaming says, I felt the energy strongly, intensely in my heart chakra. I'm tingling, too, in gratitude, peace, and love. Okay.
Hello.
Here's someone who has a copy of a healing technique that she can send. I don't think I can do that right now, but maybe we can get to that later. Here's someone. Jessica says she suffers.
Jessica,
from
look what Jessica
tunnel.
Says.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It flared up
since
July. You read that.
She suffers from carpal tunnel since July. She's been listening to the calls, and her symptoms have gradually gotten better. Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
She adds,
wonderful.
I can feel my middle finger again. Ha, ha, ha. That's wonderful. Okay. So, terrific, Jessica. So we're having, so people are being healed as they're listening. That's what we want to know. So it looks like it's working. Phyllis, if you're available, I actually saved us a little extra time. So we're down to the last 3 minutes, but I think we could, since Margie's here, I'm willing to go a few minutes longer. You know, I think we'll have people who will stay on the line. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. I'm here for the duration.
Wonderful. All right.
Yes.
So we're going to
go.
Let's
do Margie.
Do Margie, because she's here and she's ready. All right. Let's see if I can see her and what she wrote to us. Margie. You know, we should have people's last names so that we can keep track when they send me their results. She's from League City, Texas. Okay, Margie, here we go. They're assembling to help her. She's saying blessings and much gratitude to the whole healing team. For 10 years, she's been experiencing severe pain and stiffness in the following areas of her body: her cervical spine, her lumbar spine, hands, feet, and shoulders. She's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, right thyroid node, hypertension, diabetes type 2, and neuropathy in her feet. She's feeling exhausted. I bet she is, and I'll bet she's been given 100 different kinds of medication for the things that are bothering her, and probably none of them have worked very well. So, Margie, this is a whole body system problem that we're going to work on now. So the best time is, she works during the day. Bless her heart. She's still working. She keeps going. But she needs some help to get around and to feel more comfortable. So the team is already doing their scan. And Margie, you're going to be surprised at how they're going to lift. There's been a heaviness around you. All of your systems have been suppressed. All of your... it's like a... They just showed me a picture of Margie in a vise. She's lying, and this vise is pressing down on her. It's as if all of the systems of her body have been suppressed, depressed.
Beloved Master?
Yes. Hello, Father God.
Oh, indeed. All right. The healings that are going on, I can see them. Her body is totally encased in a white light.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the Arcturians working quite diligently upon her. And it's working.
Good. I saw, maybe you can, if this is correct, you can explain what it would be. I saw a shadow around her when we first started, when I first looked at her, and then, now they've added the light, but was that some kind of dark energy?
It was. It was what was termed as entities that were visiting her, not family, but acquaintances that had dark energies, and they were bringing the dark energies into her space.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been what was bringing her energy down.
Indeed. But now she is surrounded by the white light of protection, and so the healing that you're doing shall take effect immediately.
Wonderful. So sometimes this individual work is very helpful, because if there's a dark energy around a person and they know and we can describe it to them, I'm sure that'll be very helpful.
Indeed.
So now she's surrounded by white light. And they're doing the... And they're also working on her thyroid, aren't they?
Indeed.
It's no wonder she was exhausted.
Indeed. You might also mention to her that she needs to go out whenever possible and walk in the grass.
Oh, right.
And
for
walk
the
on
neuropathy.
The ground for what is termed as... rebalancing of her energies and re-energizing and of her roots and of Mother Nature, because that is where her strength comes from.
We should remind everyone of that, shouldn't we?
Indeed.
She has neuropathy in her feet. I bet you that will help too. Walking in the grass
Indeed.
Will help her to restore the feeling in her feet.
Indeed.
All right.
Now I should go back to listening.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that help.
Indeed.
All right, Margie, you are surrounded by white light. The darkness has been lifted. The healing energies are washing over you. And I think let's reiterate. what Father God said. It's so important for all of us to go out and walk in the grass. While they're finishing with Margie, they're using their healing wands. They're working on her feet, on her thyroid. The first job I ever had was in a jail. And I was locked in with the inmates during the day, you know, clanking doors, and the sliding bars, and I had a little office of my own, but I was inside the jail. And by the end of the day, I would walk out that door, and I would go and roll in the grass. And there was a big tree, and I would go and rub up against the tree, because the sensory deprivation of being inside that building, where everything was slick, there were no textures, there were no there was no softness. The sounds were harsh. The colors were harsh. What there was, it was, you know, a sort of icky green or gray, and the television blaring all the time. And I think unwittingly, a lot of us have lived in that, something similar to that. People who work in an office with a little cubicle with, you know, bare partitions and lots of noise and harsh lights are experiencing a kind of sensory deprivation that is just destructive to our whole being. So all of us need to roll in the grass, rub up against a tree, breathe the air, admire the leaves on a tree, feel them with your hands. Anything you can do to connect with nature that will help you to restore yourself. So I think that's good advice, not just for Margie, but for everyone. I've never forgotten that. It was about 40 years ago, but I still remember that feeling of sensory deprivation that I had to. And when I first started, I didn't realize that was what the problem was. And I found I was eating more and just feeling very hungry and off balance and not right. And as soon as I realized it was that's what it was, I restored myself, and it really worked. So that's also good advice for everyone on the call, and for everyone who's having these healings, that would be a good thing to do. This was the first thing that, I think it was Brenda who said she's going out for a walk. Good for you. Maybe everybody should. As we finish this call, maybe we should all go out for a walk. Okay, so they are finishing up with Margie. Margie, you are going to feel tip-top. And we'd like to hear from you, too. Either send an email with healing results in the subject line, or, you know, come in next time and tell us how you're feeling and what you experienced here. So now we have, I see you've put some notes here. There are other people who've called in.
We have two calls on hold. Do we have time for them?
Well, I'm willing to take a little extra time to answer questions or get
feedback. I think this is a Skype call. It says Carrie River. It's let's just open it up and see who this is.
Okay. It's not opening. Okay, there we go.
Right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Thanks. It's Carrie.
Okay. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie.
I posted in the chat. I need a little bit of support. Coming off quite a strong prescription, and I'm getting withdrawal symptoms. So, any kind of healing would be appreciated.
Well, then put yourself in with the clearing. You know, as we're doing the clearing for others, you can be cleared as well. So.
Yeah.
You can also go back and listen to this. And as you hear the clearing for each person, put yourself in there, right there next to them, and you can experience the clearing as well.
Cool.
And then you can also put your name on the list for later if you still need it. But I think you're going to be fine.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie. Okay, let's put Carrie on hold and get the other one, if this works. Here we go.
The 281? No, there are more and more. They keep growing.
Right.
Okay.
This was waiting the longest, so let's take this. It's area code 408,
okay,
ending in 7730.
Okay.
And think about how many more calls you have time for, Catherine.
All right. We're going through these quickly.
This is opening up. Here we go. Hello.
Hi. This is Lynn. I'm calling to thank you for the healing for Tim. He is feeling it, and we have received our own psychic information about it. It will take him a week. We just wanted to give congratulations, but mostly I wanted to call and thank Zora. I have never quite gotten it together to get the callbacks to him, and it was never quite clear how to do that successfully, but this sounded clear. So I want him to know how much we appreciate his the advantages he's given to me, and particularly, and that I feel healed from every call. One thing or another, I had pains in my body that went away, and some veins that changed, and just general uplift of health in every way. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And I just wanted to ask you, everybody's talking about the chat room, but I don't know how to do that. I need to get on the chat room.
All right. We'll have to do some instruction. I don't really know how to explain that. It just showed up. So we'll have to figure it out.
Next time.
Look around and see if there's a word chat that you can click onto. I don't see it from this end, but you should be able to see it from your end. Chat. Just look around.
Okay. Well, I guess we're on small tablets, and that probably doesn't do the flash.
Right.
I did hear you say flash, so I...
All learning together.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's all exciting. So what were you going to say, Catherine, about...
You.
I need your help,
Catherine.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, everybody who's been participating. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay, indeed, as Father God would say.
There we go. Okay, she's on
right
now.
So we have one or two more calls. Let's see how many we can...
From 619, it's been holding for a long time.
Okay.
Ending with 3363. I don't think we've taken this one yet. Let's open this up, see who this is. Hello, you're online. Who is this?
This is Steve. I wanted to tell you that as you were working on that last person, I felt like I was doing more fun, too.
That's wonderful.
All right.
When is your next healing show?
Tomorrow, Monday.
Do you have time?
Do you recall, Phyllis? I think it's 10.
I don't. I have it on my other list. You can get it by going to Catherine's site and clicking onto, what is the title, Catherine?
Healing groups. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the schedule
tomorrow? I think it's in the morning, I think 10 to 12. I think it's 10 to 12, but check to be sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks Steve. That's what we want to hear, is that people are including themselves in and getting the healing. So, Steve, if you would press your number one on your keypad, it will take your hand down.
Okay. Right. Have we cleared the questions?
I think 281. Have we talked to this person?
I don't know because the hand is still up, but it's 2819426. Let's see if this is a repeat or... Hello, you're on.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Hawkins. I'm in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, this is very, very profound work, and I want to take my hat off to you, because for the longest time, this sort of healing, this metaphysics of energy has been suppressed for the longest time and considered woo woo and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
But the tide is turning, and mainstream science is starting to acknowledge now. You know, there's an old saying that the people are 100 years behind the physicist, but the physicist is 1,000 years behind the metaphysicians. And now this is all starting to come to light. Here in December, well, rather in November, we're holding a conference of over 7,600 people / fundraiser for a holistic hospital here in Houston. It's going to be completely holistic. We're bringing in Reiki masters, healers of all sorts, Qigong masters, radionics practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, indies, the whole shebang. And after the show, I can contact you and give you more information about that. But we definitely need powerful healers associated with this hospital. And it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's going to happen within the next few months. So if you want to be a part of that, we would love to have you guys aboard, because this is exactly what we need. And from my perspective, we need to stop asking for our power.
Right.
We need to simply live it. We need to simply walk in it. And once again, my hat goes off to you for living it.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, and wait till I tell you the synergy here. My dear friend Janet Burke is helping me to plan a tour, a trip around the country. Janet is right outside Houston, and she wants me to do a Texas tour. And
oh, wow.
We were thinking probably around November we would be in Texas.
Let me tell you something. If you come here during November, I'll get you a free ticket to the conference. This is my baby. I'm designing the whole thing. Listen to this. We have scientists from around the world speaking here. We
mm-hmm.
have police, sheriffs, chiefs of police from around the country. The CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, they are starting to understand this energy now, and they understand how it's been suppressed. And believe it or not, a lot of this information has even been weaponized, y'all.
Oh,
I mean,
of course,
so it's not airy fairy, woo woo. Spiritual energy can be conducted along a wire and transmitted through an antenna like radio waves. Understand that. Understand what physics has been hiding from us. So, absolutely. Look, come here.
You think about
we'll
how
have
you
over 100 vendors available as well.
You think about how you could best use my presence there, and we'll talk and see what, you know, synergy we can stir up to help you with
absolutely.
Your hospital.
Absolutely.
All right. So you have my email, right?
No, if you would send it in the chat, and I'll send you mine as well, or, you know, perhaps...
I'm not sure I know how to do that. I can give my email right
oh,
now.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Here's Shauna saying, exciting news, can't wait to see all of you in Texas. Thanks to my dear friend Janet for her help planning Catherine's tour. So... this is going to be fun. All right, my email is kemay, very simple, kemay, M-A-Y, at AOL. And I've kept that email for many years because it's so simple.
Right.
So you
absolutely
you think about what part you would like for me to play in your fundraiser.
I already know.
Okay.
I already got it.
Okay. All right.
Thank
so you.
It was
send
a pleasure.
Me an email and we'll cooperate. Collaborate.
You betcha.
Okay.
Take care.
Yes. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad we answered that because I was talking to Janet until the wee hours of last night about and I should probably talk about this on the call, about doing a tour of the United States, and we will be going north, south, east, and west, and we are going to be asking for feedback from people around the world who'd like to help, you know, who'd like to do. I'd like to have a large gathering in each place, and then I will also be available to do smaller groups to teach the visual centering. So, and here's already Jessica saying, hope you can come to Central Florida. Well, we need to know that there will be, you know, we're going to go to the places where there are the largest groups first. So Chicago, we've already had requests. We've had requests from Texas. So we'll start with the places that, you know, there are already groups in place who are looking forward to the healings and to hearing about this, about what I do, the channeling, about the Sananda messages, about working with Mother, Father, God, and so on, and also about the healings. So anyone who wants to contact us, actually I had Janet's email. Well, I'll put it up on the website. We'll have Janet's email, so people who want to help with the organizing can contact Janet. And we're going to have a really good time. So we're getting all these wonderful messages, with people sending hearts and flowers on the chat room. That's fun. There are all these little logos that they can use. So I guess it must be clear on the website if you log in. There must be some place that says chat, because a lot of people seem to have found it. All right. I think we're ready to wrap it up for today.
I think we are.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you, Catherine. It was a pleasure to be involved with this. Good healing to everyone who's still on the call. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I think it's 10 o'clock, but check the schedule on whoneedslight.org, and you'll see the schedule for the rest of the week there. All right. And we're getting all these thank yous from people. Thank you for being here to help with this healing. It's so important. The people who are on the team, it's so important, the work that you're doing as well. I wish we could thank you, each one individually, but I know you're feeling it. So thank you, everyone, and so long. I'll put on our music, so we'll log out for now.
Love
bye
to all.
Tomorrow.
Bye, Catherine.